Hi, this is Margaret McMahon bringing you the Out and About program, highlighting things to do in and around our area. A couple of quick announcements. Daylight savings time ends this weekend. Set your clocks back an hour when you go to bed Saturday night. Remember, fall back an hour. The Roxborough Women's Club is selling Stuckey's pecans now. Time to be getting ready for that holiday cooking. The annual Halloween costume contest at Black Creek Brewery is tonight to celebrate Halloween. Judging starts at 7 p.m. And in Uptown Roxborough, the Uptown Boo Bash celebrating Halloween will be from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Shops are open and they're ready for you to shop and trick-or-treat. Of course, the Haunted House at 970 Frank Timberlake Road is open at 7 p.m. and will be open on the 31st for trick-or-treating from 5 to 7 p.m. Then you can go through the house at 7 p.m. The Haunted House will also be open on Saturday, November the 1st at 7 p.m. Proceeds benefit the Byrne Children's Fund of Person County. Twine and Teak at 705 Durham Road will have their holiday open house on October 31st and November the 1st from 10 to 5 p.m. On Saturday, November the 1st, if you've shopped at Madison Marketplace and Twine and Teak and spent at least $25, you can get a free ice cream sundae at Hopper's Poppers. Operation Green Light starts November the 1st and goes through November the 15th. Join in this national program and have a green light shining on your home porch or your place of business. If you need a green light bulb, they have them at the American Legion on Chubb Lake Street, and they're only $5. Roxborough Community School Holiday Extravaganza will be Saturday, November the 1st, starting at 9 a.m. Many vendors, raffles, and a silent auction. This benefits the Roxborough Community School athletic programs. Madison Marketplace will have their holiday open house Saturday, November the 1st, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Food Truck Rodeo is back uptown on Sunday, November the 2nd, from noon to 4 p.m. Over 20 food trucks will be there, along with vendors, a DJ, and live performances for entertainment. The Eno Beach Shag Club is having a dance night at the Homestead Steakhouse on Sunday, November the 2nd, from 5 to 8 p.m. with DJ Chigger Wood. Buffet special is $18, or you can order from the menu. Come dance and maybe learn a new shag step. The Village Gallery Florist and Gift Shop will be having their open house November the 7th and 8th at their new location, 2819 Durham Road. And Rolling Hills Garden Center is having a huge moving sale, so don't miss this last opportunity to get some new plants for your home this week or as a gift for someone. We'll be giving you all the information about their new location next week. The annual Allensville Volunteer Fire Department Turkey Shoot starts Saturday, November the 7th, and will continue on the 14th, 21st, and the 28th. Ticket sales start at 6:45. The shoot starts at 7 p.m. Tickets start at $5. On November the 7th, Camo Karaoke is back at 1792 Beer Company. Make a donation to sing, and if you want to get someone off the stage, you can make another donation. This is sponsored by the Person County Veterans Mafia, and the funds raised go to support the charities the veterans group support in Person County. Also on Friday, November the 7th, the free movie at the Kirby is The Legend of Ocho. Movie starts at 6:30, and the North Elementary School will be selling the concessions. Now remember, the movie is free. And in the art gallery, there will be a reception and art display by the Saponi Indian Art Connection from 5 to 7 p.m. Veterans Day Parade is Saturday, November the 8th at 10 a.m. in Uptown Roxborough. Staging starts at 9 a.m. in the Gordon Street, Main Street area. Get your civic or church group together, your dance group, classic car group, little league teams. Let's make this the best hometown community veterans parade. The parade ends at Person County Museum of History, where there'll be a special military activity and exhibits for everyone starting at 11 a.m. Be sure and check out the new art classes at the Learning Studio at the Kirby on Saturday, November the 8th from 3 to 6 p.m. They will be doing a special glass and resin Christmas tree painting. And on November the 29th, They'll be painting on canvas tote bags winter scenes. I promise you, they can make an artist out of you, even if you think you can't paint or draw. On Saturday, November the 8th, the Person County Cancer Crusaders will have a night of entertainment with food, games, live music, and fellowship at the Bushy Fork Grange Hall at 7901 Burlington Road in the Hurdle Mills community from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. They're also having a chili cook-off, so come out and support this worthwhile organization. On Tuesday, November the 11th, there will be a Veterans Day program at the Veterans Park on Morgan Street starting at 11 a.m. On Thursday, November the 13th, Charlie Oakley and Blazing Grass will be playing at the Piazza Restaurant starting at 7 p.m. The Holiday Market at the Homestead Steakhouse is Saturday, November the 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch will be available on site for $10. November the 22nd is the date for the annual ham and egg breakfast benefiting the Roxborough Person County Rescue Squad. It goes from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. $10 donation for a wonderful breakfast and some good fellowship. On November the 29th, there'll be a Christmas Fair craft show at the American Legion building on Chubb Lake from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For vendor information, you may call Elizabeth Bell at 919-695-6400. The Shops of Hallsway will start their Merry Christmas markets on November the 29th, December the 6th, December 13th, and December the 20th. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Another quick announcement. The city will be doing sewer smoke testing starting November the 3rd between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., which involves opening all of the manholes. And remember to fall back an hour Saturday night when you go to bed, since daylight saving time ends. Well, I hope this has given you some fun things to do as well as to put on your planning calendar. Have a wonderful week in beautiful Roxborough and Person County. And now word from our sponsors, Pointer & Associates Realty, David Witt Agent, and the Quality Inn of Roxborough, who so kindly bring you out and about each week. And thank you for listening.